including sorcery, divination, intimidation, control, and manipulation. Saul, a biblical example of rebellion and double-mindedness, consulted with the witch of Endor. Then said Saul to his servants, "Seek for me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servants said to him, "There is a woman medium in Endor." 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 7. He also manifested the spirit of witchcraft when he plotted to trap David and take his life through manipulation and deceit. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, "Speak to David in secret, saying, 'Listen, the king delights in you, and all his servants love you. Now, therefore, become the king's son-in-law.'" 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 22. Saul then turned on his own son, Jonathan, who was defending David. He accused Jonathan of choosing David over him. This is another characteristic of the rebellion personality, accusation. Then Saul was angry with Jonathan, and he said to him, "You son of a perverse, rebellious woman, do I not know that you are choosing the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness?" 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 30. Jezebel is another classic example of a person using witchcraft to gain what one desires. When Joram saw Jehu, he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he said, "What peace, so long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her sorceries are so many?" 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 22. The demon of witchcraft can also work in many other kinds of relationships.